AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. A months-long war between Saudi Arabia and Shiite rebels in neighboring Yemen has gone ballistic. Saudi Arabia says it shot down a Scud missile fired into the kingdom early Saturday morning by the rebels. The Saudis took it down with a Patriot missile battery, the type used to knock down Iraqi Scud missiles during the first Gulf War. Tariq Aziz, who defended Saddam Hussein during that war and two other wars, died Friday afternoon in an Iraqi hospital after suffering a heart attack. On the eve of America's invasion of Iraq in 2003, Aziz predicted American forces would be defeated.
When they fight, when they start the aggression on Iraq and start the invasion of Iraq, we'll fight them courageously and effectively. And they will fail. They will fail.
Tariq Aziz, dead at the age of 79. U.S. Air Force Lieutenant General John Hesterman is firing back at critics who claim the air war against the Islamic State group in Iraq and Syria is ineffective.
The thought that we're observing large numbers of Daesh terrorists and not killing them anywhere is fiction. And the relatively few targets we have not prosecuted in total wouldn't have changed the strategic or probably even the tactical situation.
A Malaysian official says the bodies of nine more climbers have been recovered from the country's highest peak a day after it was struck by a strong earthquake, bringing the total number of dead to 11, eight people still missing. More than 200 passengers aboard the Texas Eagle, an Amtrak train from San Antonio to Chicago, escaped injury Friday afternoon when it collided with a semi south of Chicago. A woman hit in the head by a broken bat in last night's baseball game at Fenway Park in Boston is said to have life-threatening injuries. This is AP Radio News. The government's trying to figure out whether employees of the intelligence community were caught up in that massive data breach.
We don't think that sort of the most secret, covert CIA operative type people would be in this database, but there are other people who are sensitive who are in the database. And the thought is that if this was indeed China, which government officials are saying, you know, they want this information so that they could exploit it for espionage purposes.
AP correspondent Ken Delanian reports officials have not said why they suspect China is behind the hack attack.
The U.S. government has been very good about developing what a Chinese cyber attack looks like. There's certain malware signatures, there's certain kinds of attacks. There's like the hours the hackers are working. They look at that. They look at Chinese language and the code.
And American Pharoah could make horse racing history later today in New York if the colt wins the Belmont Stakes. That's the third jewel in horse racing's Triple Crown. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.
Save big on home updates at Menards. Transform your floors and walls with stylish Mohawk porcelain tile. 12 by 24 inch urban forged tiles combine a bold modern look with the timeless beauty of natural stone for a stunning result. Plus, they feature StepSure, an advanced slip-resistant technology providing safety without compromising style. Save big money on Mohawk porcelain tile. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big.